Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, weirdos, lunatics, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm sorry, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. They work together. They coincide. And folks, aside of that, if you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that you can go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Again, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean, and or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Either one, we're all up and we're all out about saving and fighting for our country and maintaining those rights that have been fought, bled, and died to give unto us, friends, because we know, again, freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, friends. Aside of that, I also wanted to let you know that, again, one more time, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to jump on the radio. 1-866-233-0747. Real quick, before we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what I want to talk about is keys to good government, good godly government, and I want to talk about their personal lives, and I also want to talk about state preambles. How, friends, state preambles started out by our forefathers, our signers, as being only page, you know, only 5 pages long. And interestingly enough, they, you know, when states began to come into the Union, for example, Oklahoma became a state in 1907. Did you know that a state's constitution was 115 pages long? You know how I always tell you, friends, that if we don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, we're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments? See how it is complicated the way men make things out to be? Complicated. God, when we obey his Ten Commandments, that's all we really need to do is get back to his Ten Commandments, Jeremiah 6:16, go back to the old past, and then we can eradicate man's 10,000 commandments. But man wants to complicate things because he doesn't want to do it the simple way. And so we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. Going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, I wanted to let you know that we got brand new, it was just posted recently, brand new articles. Obama press secretary forced to admit president lied. Again, friends, but I'm also speaking to the nation that knows within itself that this administration has violated the Constitution. It's transgressed the Constitution over 900 times. Now, what does transgress mean? It means, let's say you're driving down the road and you're, well, you're speeding. You're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. You're breaking the law by 15 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, you see a cop on the side of the road telling you to get off. You're going to get a ticket. Pull over to the side of the road. You've been tagged. You violated the speed limit signs, right? But instead of actually obeying the law that you just violated, what you do is you stick up your middle finger and you tell the cop to go take a walk or go take a leap, right? You give him the finger. That's transgressing the law. This administration has transgressed our Constitution, in which hundreds of thousands have fought, bled, and died to give us over 900 times. Now, if you're okay with this administration desecrating the memories of your family members in many cases, probably 9 out of 10 of those that are listening to me right now, your family members have paid the price, or they're veterans, or they've lost a limb, or they lost a friend, whatever the case is, because we know that when we go back to World War II, that there was not a household in America that did not feel lost. So just go back to your, you know, your grandpa and your grandma, your uncles, your aunts, your moms and your dads, maybe your brothers and sisters, and ask them who served in the American military, and how did they sacrifice to maintain the freedoms in which we have today? Because again, we know that our forefathers told us that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Well, in many cases, friends, men died to give those freedoms to us. But again, if you're okay with this administration actually desecrating their memories, then you know what? Well, here he is again today doing what he's doing, because he's allotted by the American people to go ahead and do what he's doing. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and some might even say, well, Bradley, that's pretty harsh. That's condemning. Why are you being so facetious about it? I'm not being facetious at all in any sense of the word. It's very frustrating, folks, when you look at a country that tolerates this sort of crime, because in most cases, most people back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even in the 80s and early 90s, they would have believed these things were taking place in a third world country, but they're not. They're actually happening. These transgressions are on a daily basis out of the People's White House in Washington, D.C., through a criminal administration that is strengthened because people remain silent when they should protest. This administration shouldn't just be impeached. It should be indicted in every sense of the word. And that means they have committed crimes willfully. And again, they're encouraged because of the silence of the American people. They don't mind you, folks, complaining about what he's doing. They just don't want you actually advancing any strength to have him impeached. Yet impeachment is exactly what needs to be called for. Yet we can't find one of those in Congress or one of our representatives actually bringing forth the articles of impeachment. So shame on America for allotting what they're allowing this criminal administration to do on a 24/7 basis. I also want to let you know what's posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Brand new, Heathens Who Rage Against the Light. It's a brand new article. Black History Month. It's time to wake up the black Americans. It's time black Americans get over their blackness and start building character. Remember, it was Martin Luther King Jr. that said, we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of their character. Well, now they're being taught by others to do just the exact opposite. Because, of course, they're the victims. No, they're not. Folks, also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Church of the Sinking Ship. You know what, friends? We can do this. We can do this. And I want people to understand that we can do this. We love our God and our people and our country enough. We can do this if we come together. Because for the most part, friends, we're all saying the same things. Also wanted to let you know, brand new on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama releases illegals. They commit more crimes. Of course they do, because this administration is attempting to create domestic insurrection. If it's not the race card, then it's releasing illegals on the American people, out of prison, felonies, or felons, so on and so forth. Then if that's not good enough, then you allow the Muslims in Texas and throughout the United States to go ahead and attempt to rule the roost, and America sits back and wonders what's going on here. It's perfect judgment. The enemy will be made the head, and America, you will be made the tail if you do not listen to God's Ten Commandments and his moral law. Read Deuteronomy 28. You'll find out that there's 15 blessings and there's actually 55 curses, but America has deceived itself into believing that we're still under the blessedness. No, that blessing falls to his kids. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So, make the distinction. Aside of that, friends, also, Left to Face is ads of truth with Muslim superhero made by Marvel in America. Friends, do you see what's taking place here? Pretty crazy stuff. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Coming right back after on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One eight six six two three three zero seven four seven. Folks, I wanted to talk about this really quick, and I'm actually, again, we're doing live radio right now, friends, and I want you to check this out really quick because this was just posted by Matt Barber today on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Treason, Obama aids the enemy. Does treason, does that mean anything to anybody out there? Treason. Obama aids the enemy. See, what's happening is the people are being desensitized as to believe that, well, whatever President Barack Hussein Obama does, it's lawful and it's legal, when in fact the opposite is true. But folks, this is like the 25th time this administration has been called out for treasonous acts. Not one or two. I hope everybody can kind of track with me as to see where I'm going with this. Treason defines out as the crime of betraying one's country. I mean, at least when our friend Benedict Arnold was committing treason, he did it covert-like. This administration doesn't even have to do it covert-like because they know for the most part the American people just tolerate it. To their everlasting shame. Folks, I mean, come on. Let's call it for what it is. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Well, Bradley, you don't know I'm standing up against this stuff, too. I talked to my neighbors about this. That's good. That's a good start. I did a national interview this morning on over 250 outlets across the country. People are asking for a new direction. They're asking for absolutes. They want the answers. That's why people are calling the Sons of Liberty and saying, hey, listen, we get on the radio and tell my listeners what I'm not able to actually transition over or communicate over to my listeners. And what I do is I always bring them back to the founding documents. Our forefathers didn't tolerate this. They threw this up. As a matter of fact, even when I read the Declaration of Independence, what does it say? When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. Oh, Bradley, you're talking about secession? No, I'm talking about restoration. I'm talking about justice and judgment, which is the guardian of liberty and that which guards our liberties. And when I was talking to this individual this morning on his radio program, I just kept going back to the forefathers, to the forefathers, to the founding documents, which, by the way, are under attack by this criminal administration. They are beginning to paint a picture that the Christians and the constitutionalists and the conservatives and the patriots, they're the bad guys. Just like the tyrant King George called our preachers of the day, who were doing their job during the revolution, the Black Regiment. Black Regiment. Or anybody that opposed his criminal government, they were called rebels. Rebels by his criminal administration. I'm talking about the tyrant King George. Well, that's exactly what they're attempting to do today. But the problem is they have 320 million people to convince. And what's terrible about that is 1.7% of the population is being used to convince you. And interestingly enough, again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, isn't it interesting that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights? By our Creator, by our Creator, by our Creator. Do you think that the Lord would appoint a king over us, friends, that would violate His moral law? Do you see anywhere in Scripture where we're supposed to obey ungodly law? Because I can't find it. Matter of fact, if you go back to the 1600s and read the Geneva Bible, you'll see all the little side notes, friends, where our forefathers that resisted tyranny, which all the way through the Bible you see, if it's not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then it's Abraham. If it's not Abraham, then guess who else it is? It's King David. If it's not King David, it's Moses, the children of Israel. It's Deborah. It's Gideon, who dealt with the oppressors, the Midianites. If that's not the case, then it was Samson. It was the major prophets. It was the minor prophets. Or what about over in the New Testament when Jesus called Herod that fox and go tell him? He didn't ask him. He said, go tell that fox that a prophet will not die in Israel or in Jerusalem. Or what about John the Baptist when he started pointing out all the corrupt acts and the criminal acts and the unlawfulness concerning King Herod? I mean, that's all you see, and that's exactly what you've seen our forefathers do. And here we are, and we're talking about an administration that's committing the act of treason in the light of day. Giving aid to your enemy, America, on a daily basis. Oh, we better not talk about that. No, that's the problem. That's the problem in this country. Very few are talking about it. And guess what we need to start doing, friends, is we need to start talking about it, but we need to take it a little bit further than that. We need to start doing something about it lawfully. And in the midst of all of the things that are going on in this country, you have an administration through and along with the Muslim Brotherhood that are attempting to disarm the American people. Through an administration that's going to foreign countries and blaming you for crimes that he and his administration contrived. Is that weird? Yes, that's weird. But this isn't happening, as I said earlier, friends, in a third world country. It's happening in your backyard on a daily basis. He's used every scoundrel and every debased form of man to implement unconstitutional law, which is null and void at length if you knew the difference, and hopefully you do. But my goodness, friends, there comes a point where resistance is mandatory to tyrants because we are going to obey God. And when you act in such a fashion, guess what you're doing, friends? You're actually emulating your forefathers who are following the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Liberty is not the right to do what the lawless permits. The law permits. And don't get liberty and licentiousness mixed up in your definition, friends. We don't want to do that. Going back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, what you want to do is you want to go over and check that brand new article out by Matt Barber. And how he's exposing this administration, friends, which everybody knows in this country, for treason. Treason, Obama aids the enemy once again, friends. I also wanted to let you know that right before that, friends, I told you that Obama releases illegals. Keep in mind they're felons. Keep in mind he sends his attorney general out to sue governors that are enforcing laws, which the governors need to stand in sort of the courts and sort of the judges, regardless of what this criminal administration says. I mean, he almost acts like federal government trumps states' rights. And for the most part, most people believe that that's the case, when in fact the opposite again is true. They're consolidating their power, friends, by stealing and reallocating your tax dollars and reallocating them to where they want them to go, and at length to judge you as a people with your own money. That's what's happening in America today. Sad to say. It really is sad to say, friends. Do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, we have contributors over there that are actually a part of the culture war that are not playing games. They're calling it for what it is, and that's exactly where we need to be. Because until we begin to call it for what it is, my friends, nothing is going to change. And let me say this, that is love. Just ask your posterity. Because everything concerning your posterity right now, my friends, is up in limbo if you don't act accordingly. And we don't have, folks, we have a duty. We have an obligation to stand up for our kids. Your kids, my kids. What I want to do, Sam, how much time do I have before my next break? Okay, yeah, I figured that was going to happen. Folks, what I'm going to do is right when I come back, I want to kind of lay some stuff out there, and I want to talk about, or I want to talk to you about some keys to good government really quick, and just kind of highlight what's happening in your country. What we see is a federal court ruled that it was unconstitutional for a public cemetery to have a planter in the shape of a cross because if someone were to view it, it might cause emotional distress. Do they not realize that that person that might have emotional distress would not have the liberty to be in that state if that was the case, which is not the case? If someone didn't actually fight to give that individual the liberties in which they have. But again, here we have a nation and a majority of its populace allowing this to take place. That was Warsaw versus Tehachapi. Did you also know a federal court ruled that a teacher could not be seen publicly with the Bible at a school? Really? That a classroom library had to remove the two books on Christianity out of the 237 books in the library? Who said that? Well, just tell them a lie, say it long enough, and sooner or later they'll believe it. No, friends, you've never lost the right. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just posted by Tim Brown. Muslim Brotherhood political party formed in U.S. to establish Sharia law. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, the only thing I can do is just warn you. That's all I can do. That's all I can do is get on the radio and blow the trumpet. I can do no more. That's all I can do. And then I hear some other people out there saying, well, Bradley, I thought you said we can do this. We can do this, but we can't do it through inaction. We can't just sit down and allow someone else to take care of the problem because they're already doing that and they're the wrong people taking care of the problem. They're the ones creating the problem. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new article just posted a moment ago. Folks, a federal court ruled that it was unconstitutional for a public cemetery to have a planter in the shape of a cross because if someone were to view it, it might cause emotional distress. Roberts versus Madigan, a court ruled, listen carefully, friends, a court ruled that a teacher could not be seen publicly with a Bible at school. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, yes, she can. You've never lost the right. That a classroom library had to remove the two books on Christianity out of the 237 books in the library. Really? Really? Where do they derive their authority from when ruling in a case? I mean, let's just go to the sports arena really quick. The referee derives his authority from what? The written rules. Before these judges that call it unconstitutional actually give their verdict, it's interesting that they give their verdict according to what they say and what they think, not according to law. And by the way, if we want to go all the way to the beginning of those that are incumbent or those that sit as judges in the United States of America, do they not swear with their hand on the Bible to uphold that Constitution? Yeah, they do. And interestingly enough, again, I have this document called the Declaration of Independence in front of me again, and it tells me that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. How could it be unconstitutional to have a Bible? How can it be unconstitutional to have two books in a library that have Christianity within the covers? Oh, interesting. Alexander versus Nacogdoches School District. A federal court prohibited an anti-drug speaker from delivering his message in schools because he was known as a Christian minister. Really? Wow. Commonwealth versus Chambers. A man was convicted and sentenced for the brutal murder of a 71-year-old woman, yet the jury's sentence was overturned because the Bible was mentioned in the courtroom. I ask again, friends, what is the basis of their ruling if not through God's moral law? These are a bunch of antichrists, is really what they are. They hate moral restraint. They call liberty doing what they want to do, and then they eat the consequence of doing what they wanted to do, and then they have the audacity to turn around and blame God for what God told them not to do. Murder is against the law in this country. And when making reference to the God that gave the law, now all of a sudden it's unconstitutional? You have got to be kidding me, friends. 1 Peter 2:13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well, and the praise of them that do well. Romans 13:3 through 4, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not this sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that do evil, not good. Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson, my friends, that rightly said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the government, or when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Are you in a tyrannical state yet, friends? Yes, I think you are. People are afraid of the courts now because they're afraid that they're not going to rule according to the law that's been given. They're not called to change the laws that God gave, right? They're immutable. They're unchangeable. They'll be the same forever and ever and ever and ever. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. The purpose of government is to reward the righteous and punish the wicked. Is there an unrighteous word in the Bible? Is there any reference to any moral law that God has given to establish wickedness in any sense of the word? Absolutely not. So what do we need? We don't need more laws. We need good men. We need good men to administer those laws. And if they don't administer justice according to those laws, then we impeach them. And if need be, indict them. And until that happens in this country, again, friends, let me remind you that nothing's going to change in this country. William Penn said that governments, like clocks, go from the motion given them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. Let me say that again. Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. In other words, you can have all the righteous laws that you want in place. But if the men are bad, what are they going to do? They're going to work to what? Distort those laws, to pervert those laws. And at length, to what? Eradicate those laws. And actually convince their people that for some reason now, instead of them being representatives of we the people, and that they actually derive their just powers from we the people, now all of a sudden, oh, we're so thankful for our new demigod, our new king, our new monarch. William Penn goes on, he goes, I know some say, let us have good laws, and no matter for the men that execute them, but let them consider that through good laws do well, good men will do better. For good laws may lack good men, but good men will never lack good laws, nor allow bad ones. Never fall for the fact that a representative, friends, is pressured in making the wrong choice. He's accountable for that choice before God and man. And we know what diplomacy is. Oh, they got to be diplomatic, Brad. They got to see it both ways. They got to go along to get along. How's that working out for you, America? Ben Franklin said of diplomacy, he said it's seduction in another guise, and you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what it is. We'll compromise to get the best deal that we can get. Really? Huh. I thought on both sides of the aisles, friends, that we're all ruled by the same enumerated laws, the empires of laws that have been bestowed upon us through our constitutional republic, which at length are grounded in God's moral law called common law. I didn't see God compromise any of his laws. Matter of fact, I see just the exact opposite. He said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And what do we see in America? Double-mindedness. And what do we reap? We reap confusion. We don't need more laws. We need good men that will do what they say they're going to do rather than deceive the people to get in office. And then what do we have there? Then we see them compromise once they get into office. We've seen that in 2010. We see it continuously. It's just like, wait a second, you were supposed to be the good guy and you got out there like Mia Love just recently. And wait, you were supposed to be the good girl that was going to go and stand up against this. And all of a sudden you get into power and all of a sudden you sell out. Well, folks, then let me give you the remedy. Remove them, too. You don't have to wait. Well, we got two more years of this representative. No, you don't. You don't have to put up with it for two more minutes if you don't want to. We're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country, not by lawlessness. And nowhere, when a cop pulls over someone trying to rob a store, does he say, well, you know what, I'll give you another 20 minutes before I arrest you, you know? You know, you've been allotted that because I'm on a coffee break right now. You know, I'll get there when I get there. No, the cop deals with the crime immediately when he deals with crime, and so should the American people. People, when you sit back and you believe that this administration's got two more years to distort and corrupt America, you are sadly mistaken. That is ignorance from beginning to the very end of it. And if those that represent we the people don't want to bring forth the articles of impeachment, then remove them too. You don't have to wait for another 2 years, another 4 years, another 6 years. They're not an allotted time, friends, to go ahead. Well, you can corrupt for so long, but you know when you get in front of the people, just tell them something different. And again, here we have the people believing it because they don't judge them by their fruit any longer. They just judge them by what they say. Just ask the conservatives. Every break we listen to, here's Barack Hussein Obama said this and that and the other thing. Barack Hussein Obama decided this. He decided that. Really? It's unconstitutional, therefore it's null and void. Why is it that the conservatives continuously put the mic up to this guy's mouth? And then the conservatives all across America, they'll just talk about the problem. They'll bring no resolve. Friends, you are the resolve. You are the government. Government is an extension of what you allow them to be, friends. Don't ever forget it. Proverbs 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. But you have a system of government where you can throw it off, friends, lawfully. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I really, truly believe that they got the people so confused in this country, but I believe that people still keep going back to the central point, and that is the criminal that is responsible for what's going on in this country. And what we need to do is knock the walls down all the way back till we get to his little rulers. Because we know Barack Hussein Obama is nothing but a minion anyways. As are the rest of them that are not speaking up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, We cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand tall for our founding principles and our Christian values. And Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
But Bradley, it's an issue of semantics. It's the way that you say things, Brad. Just some people won't receive it like that.
Really? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Hey, folks, if a building is on fire, is it an issue of semantics then? Or is it an issue of, hey, there's a fire, get out? Oh, Bradley, it's just, you know, where's the love? The love is in the shout. The love is in the power. The love is in the warning. The car's going over the end of the cliff. The warning was love, right? To make sure that people didn't go over the end of the cliff. Right? That's why the Bible says blow the trumpet. And the trumpet is being blown. Oh, I hear them all. Oh, Bradley, aren't you a little hard? Aren't you a little hard on the people? No, not hard enough. Don't you remember Friends, Band of Brothers, HBO series? True documentary? Second to none. As a matter of fact, some of those guys, Herb Surath, Bill Garnier, Shifty Powers, Dick Winters, a lot of these guys are friends of the ministries here, and a lot of them passed on. God bless every one of them. But it's interesting that Dick Winters, when noticing that he lost quite a few men, which he did, because they were on the front line all the time. They were on the cutting edge. They were the ones that took Hitler's eagle's nest. They fought from beginning to end, and they won it. They took it because they were disciplined. The soul of an army is disciplined, my friend, said George Washington. And so does Scripture tell us that. But interestingly enough, when asked about, you know, the men that he lost, he said, well, if I'd have been harder on them, maybe more of them would have been coming home. If I'd have been harder on them, maybe more of them would have been coming home. No, friends, you're hard because you love. I had a friend as a kid. He grew up fatherless, and I remember he told me the story one time. He used to work for a farmer out in rural Minnesota, and he told me that this guy was just black and white about everything he did. He was just really harsh. And one day his wife came up to this young man, and the young man asked his wife, this is true, friends, and he said, why is he so harsh? He said, because when he was in Vietnam, a lot of his friends got killed because they wouldn't listen. He said they wouldn't listen. And he just wants to make sure he doesn't lose any more. And boy, oh boy, does that line up with Scripture. If you ever study out Scripture, you can see Christ dealing with his disciples very harshly. Why? Because he loved them. Why am I the way that I am? Because I love my God, and I love people, and I love my country with my actions. I don't have a Jesus Loves Me t-shirt on, folks. No, he's already demonstrated that, and I want to go out and show everybody the love of Christ by what I do. And the way to do that is to warn men to flee from the wrath to come, just like Scripture tells us to. And there's some people out there that just do not understand it whatsoever. But I want to simply say this, folks. Your enemy knows it a lot better than you do in their lawlessness. And I'm talking about how they're changing the future. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do, and I'm changing gears a little bit here, friends, is just do the right thing. It's all you have to do. And yet the Bible tells us that we're appointed unto affliction. In the book of Thessalonians, the Bible tells us in the book of Timothy, even those that desire to live a godly life will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But there's so many out there that just do not understand. You're always called into question for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. So when you begin to do the right thing, that's when everybody questions your intent. What do you want? I remember I was just telling this story, and I'm just going to go with the Holy Ghost right now. I remember when I was a 14-year-old kid, I would get up in the morning. I was a welfare kid. My dad was MIA, and so was my mom for the most part, just telling you the truth. And interestingly enough, I remember I used to get up early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I would go do a paper route just so I could raise money. And I remember going to one of my friends' house, and he had a whole family, his dad, his mom, so on and so forth, and they both worked. As a matter of fact, his dad had a really good job driving bus in Minneapolis area, and MTC it's called. And I remember something got me, and I felt for one of the family members, and I remember I went and took all my money that I just raised, and I went to the drugstore. That was like the little shopping mall in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota there. And I went and took all $30 that I had, and I spent it on his family for Christmas. And I remember at 14 years old, that kid came back to me after I bought all the Christmas presents for him and his family. I didn't buy them for my own family at that time, because I'm sure at that time I suspected that I could raise more money to get presents for my family. But I did it for his family. And when I did that, his dad told my friend, as he came over to me, and he said, my dad wants to know what you want. And I said, what do you mean, what do I want? I didn't understand at that time. He said, well, you bought those presents for us because you want something. And it's like, whoa. You know, the Bible says, freely we have received, freely we give. That is real love. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. His life for his brethren. So it's always in action through demonstration. It's never in lip service. And in here we have a bunch of people saying, what does a 14-year-old kid want? He just wanted to give. I just wanted to give. And friends, we haven't come, Christians haven't come to be ministered unto, but to minister to. Out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water to the people. Christianity is not about me, friends. Yes, it's about what Christ has done for me. He's redeemed me back unto the Father through Christ as I'm unified with him. Yes, indeed, that's true. And I have access freely by the grace of Christ. Yep, amen. But really what it is it comes down to, what am I doing on this radio for you? That's what Christianity is all about. Not what I can get from you. And speaking of which, friends, I have a brand new sponsor here. American Survival Wholesale. And I want you to support these guys if you would. And this is the prime example of what I'm talking about right now. It's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives their Christian and veteran company. And what I want you to do is I want you to understand that these guys are out there through the blessings bestowed upon them to actually provide for our honorable men and women, namely our veterans. They ship them food, blankets, supplies. They fellowship with them. They pray with them if need be. And again, I want you to understand that it's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company, one and the same. And I want you to check out their website by going to thesonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll to the right side of the page, clicking on the camouflage ad on the right. Again, it's called American Survival Wholesale. Support them, friends. And I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm saying because it exhibits my point to a T. Support them, friends, because they support you. Support them, friends, because they support you. That's exactly what Christianity is about. It's about you, and that's what we're doing here. Again, where people get caught up is they're trying to fix themselves through humanistic methods. They're trying to, you know, do this, that, and the other thing for their personal life. They're trying to heal that. That's not your business. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Most people go to Jesus for what they can get from Him, and then when they don't get it from Him, then they hate His guts. Well, they went on the wrong terms. And again, we're just talking about real love here, friends, and I want you to understand what real love is. How many times I've did this? Matter of fact, I'm just gonna ride the show out, and we'll pick this up again tomorrow. What we're going to talk about tomorrow is keys to good government, again, is found in the quality of the people who rule, not the quality of the laws which are passed. And what we're going to talk about first thing tomorrow is, again, friends, is talk about the state constitutions and what was required of those that served we the people. Here, for example, Oklahoma became a state in 1907. Its state constitution was only 115 pages. But if you went back to our founding forefathers, well, you could say, well, 115 pages, that's a lot. Yes, it is a lot. Because our founders, when they actually brought forth the state constitutions, they were about 5 pages long. And as I said during the first segment today, if you don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. And boy, oh boy, do they love to complicate things. But we'll pick that up tomorrow. On a personal note, and I'm sure some of you have had this happen before, and you're trying to figure out, what did I do to these people? I remember when I was 11 years old, I had grown up with two of my friends. They were twins. And again, getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, as a matter of fact, at that particular time, my mom had the paper out as she worked another job during the day just to make ends meet. My mom was a workaholic, which was awesome. And interestingly enough, it was their birthday, and it was in October. I remember this specifically. And I remember I went and took all of my money for their birthdays, and I gave both of them, they were like Mack truck models. So that was like a really cool thing, right? And I remember that when it came around to my birthday, they were MIA. So I learned a long time ago, folks, love is not what you can get from people. It's definitely what you bring to the world through Christ Jesus. Love you by what I'll do. Talk to you tomorrow. First John 3:18.
See
you.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.